Hello, hello, hello. This is Gabriel Molnar, Bird Brain, coming at you live from 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, Massachusetts. I have a special guest today, one of my best friends here at the Tufts University, Mr. Santiago. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Santiago Castillo, Parker's friend. Happy to be here. We're going to be playing some freeform music. We're going to be touching a bunch of different genres everywhere. A little bit of Beach House, a little bit of Big Thief's new album. You'll see where we go.
This is going to be completely freeform, so we have no set list going in. We're just going to see what we feel like playing and have a good time. So our first song is going to be off Big Thief's new album. You know more about Big Thief than I do, but they're an indie band. I have no idea where they're from. Their lead singer is Adrian Lenker, who's a fantastic solo indie artist as well.
Their album that they just released a couple of weeks ago is fantastic. If you haven't heard it, give it a full listen. It's worth it.
Myself,
I'm not a big country fan, but the album has a very nice exploration of country music.
Yeah, and the album cover, just for all of you at home, is basically these sketched animals sitting and hanging out around a campfire. And that's kind of the vibe of the album, as you'll hear in this song, Simulation Swarm. So without further ado, here we go.
I tried to tell you, I didn't know how to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay. A relief, back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Courses, shadows on the moonlit floor, on my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height, like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood, like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light, who I love, that I cling to, in the belly of the empty night. Simulation swarm, where the drone of fluorescence flicker, fever fill the form, with a warm gush, now I want to touch like we never could before. I'd fly to you tomorrow, I'm not fighting in this war. I want to drop my arms and take your arms and walk you to the shore. I remember building an energy shield in your room, like a temple. Swallows in the windless field, very thin, with your mother. Tall as a pale green tree, very wild, bright as winter. Rising with a prism key, and a child to deliver. Taken with the blood and vine, is the first little angel.
Take your arms.
Well, that was Big Thief, ladies and gentlemen. The production is insane.
Fantastic. Fantastic production.
Exactly.
So that was Simulation Swarm, Big Thief. Next, we're going to switch it up. Go to some Fiona Apple. This song is called I Want You to Love Me.
If you haven't heard it, you're going to get into it.
That's true. The album name is called Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And it really kind of, I don't know, whenever I see Fetch the Bolt Cutters, I'm always wondering why Fiona Apple, an indie artist, is fetching the bolt cutters. Like, what could she be fetching them for?
We don't know, but we know it's good.
All right, I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple. That was some funky Fiona Apple. Fantastic. I Want You to Love Me. That's like some new age scat right there. Like, I don't know how familiar y'all are with scat, but it's kind of this form of jazz singing where you just improvise and make up some sounds as you go. Son, do you want to give us a scat example?
I cannot give you a real scat example, but what I can tell you about this is it feels so deliberate and it feels so improvised at the same time. I think very few people can do what Fiona Apple does.
That's a good take on it, because, you know, it had a lot of hype when the album came out, and I didn't fully get it. Like, I would listen, and I wouldn't fully understand why people were as excited about Fiona Apple as they were, but that's a really good way to put it.
I agree. This album took me easy 4 full listens to actually get into it and understand.
Yeah.
But fantastic album.
How often do you listen to full albums?
I try to listen to 3 full albums a day.
3?
One of them is forcibly Beach House. Forcibly. One full Beach House listen. I usually try to get Heaven or Las Vegas, which is really quick.
Mm-hmm. Cocteau Twins.
Cocteau Twins, of course. Fantastic. And, you know, I'll switch it up. I'll listen to a new one every day. Or so I try.
So you do 3 every day?
Pretty much.
I'm impressed. I had a New Year's resolution like 2 years ago that was to listen to a new album like every week. But the fact that you do 3 a day is crazy. All right. The next song, actually, we kind of hinted at.
We got some Cocteau, Heaven or Las Vegas, arguably one of the greatest pop albums of all time and the greatest dream pop album of all time. This is I Wear Your Ring, Cocteau Twins.
Hey, yo, here we go.
Between the sun.
So now we have the perfect segue into my favorite band.
Perfecto.
Beach House. They're objectively one of the best bands making music out there. This is from their 8th EP, Once Twice Melody. Up next, New Romance.
To be clear, so what percent of listeners are you for Beach House? You're like
0.0001% of Beach House listeners.
So that's like, you're like the top like 10 listeners to Beach House.
Actually, I'm in the top 700.
Wow. So there are 700 other people who love Beach House as much as you do?
Exactly.
Do you feel like that's a fair assessment? Or do you feel like you're like a top like 50 fan, maybe?
No. I can't be in the top 50. I see merit in their 4 latest albums. Their first 3 are fantastic, but they're nowhere near their newer ones, which
they tanked a little bit.
Kind of disqualifies me to be a diehard top 50 fan.
That's fair. You know, I like the self-awareness. Okay, so here we go. Beach House, what was the song?
New Romance.
Beach House, New Romance. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. arguably one of the better songs of the year, son?
Not arguably, objectively one of the best songs of the year.
Objectively.
Parker. My love drips in red out of my mind at the edge of the sky. Like, listen to that. Like, that's just absolute pure
that's
gold
fair.
Over there.
What's your top five for the year? Oof. Thus far.
Okay, let's think. Beginning September, probably. It'd have to be All Beach House, probably. Superstar Beach House, New Romance Beach House. I don't know if we're going a little back, but Introvert by Little Sims drives me insane.
That was a good song.
Situation Swarm, which we just played, has got to be up there. And you know, we're hearing a lot of good music. We just had a bust of very, very good albums. Kate Le Bon is worth listening to. We got good music coming.
Yeah, that was kind of the interesting thing about the pandemic, too, is that I feel like in 2021, and hopefully continuing into 2022, we had such a release of creativity because no one had anything like better to do. Artists had to make music to pass the time. So I feel like there's a lot of really good music that is coming out now that has these really interesting themes that we've all been feeling for the past couple of years. What do you feel like New Romance kind of tells to you? Like, what's going on here?
I think a New Romance is the perfect encapsulation of teenage angst transformed into adulthood. We all want to search love. We all want to search love. And Beach House is known for their lyrics that talk about everything without addressing anything specifically. And New Romance is one of the few songs that actually break with this tradition and to tell a real story of a breakup and moving on. So I think New Romance represents a very tangible, common feeling from a band that is not used to exploring that. So that's what I think makes it so great.
Huh. That's really interesting. And it also feels very relatable because when you listen to that, I've felt a lot of what goes into that song. Like, you know, especially us as college students, like we have this tendency to be romantics, to really like want to feel all the feelings that we can, especially when it comes to romance. And unfortunately, when it comes to heartbreak too. But
exactly.
Yeah. So New Romance, Beach House. Let's see. Okay. So we have Maria Tambien next. I just butchered the pronunciation of Tambien. But this is one of our shared favorite bands, Krongbin. They are out of Texas. It's three of them, a guitarist, a bassist, and a drummer. They all met in a church group. The drummer was the original church drummer. The guitarist and lead vocalist was a math teacher who came in every Sunday. And then the bassist was someone who volunteered there for charity. And they all met like that, and they started a band. So
hurts a little to say, but this is from Con Todo el Mundo, which is arguably their best album. They've gone down from here.
I agree. I hate it.
Which hurts
to
say, they will never be this good again. No. I'd love to be proven wrong, but here
we go. I would too, but I don't think I will be. Maria Tambien, Krongbin, here we go. So that was Maria Tambien by Krongbin. And it is, we're halfway through the hour. So this is my favorite time of the hour. It's PSA time. So legally, we are obliged to read a PSA once every hour. San, would you like to do the honors?
I would love to. I'm going to give you guys the emergency preparedness PSA. So unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Dude, you killed that. I literally never get them right. I always stumble. It's hilarious. And that's why I like them so much, because I just make a fool out of myself.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Aren't they? You just gotta love a good PSA. You know,
who doesn't?
For the good of the public.
For the good of the public.
For the good of the public. For the good of the republic. What's a relevant PSA? If you had to come up with a PSA off the top of your head, like, what's the most, like, relevant service announcement that you could give to the people of Tufts University?
Well, right now I would probably argue to every person who is decently interested in geopolitics to be refreshing the New York Times every 10 minutes to see if Russia has invaded Ukraine. That would be my PSA.
That's a good PSA. Well, it's good because it's bad, but it's a good PSA.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go into some depressing music now. Sorry, everybody. This is a song called Philadelphia by Alt-J. Why was it called Philadelphia? There's a reason it's called Philadelphia. Anyways, Alt-J, they're a UK band. They're a trio. Alt-J, if you do it on a keyboard, makes the delta symbol, of which there are three sides, for which I think the band is named. So Alt-J, Philadelphia is a really interesting song. It has very prominent 1960s classic rock kind of references that you'll hear throughout the song. And by references, I don't mean lyrics. I mean like little guitar riffs and stuff. They also, the main refrain is just the word Philadelphia, and it's sung by a opera singer. So it creates this really kind of cool experience. Yeah. Philadelphia, Alt-J, The Dream.
Am I cold? I cannot tell. Have I fallen, or am I falling down the stairwell?
Philadelphia!
Oh, the cadence of the glow, concussive flashes of distant memories. Good God, I feel your hands on me.
In the dying of the light, my aggressor runs under the lamps. Morning light, I get to see the crime committed on me.
Philadelphia!
Sunny green is feeling slow.
Philadelphia.
Oh, the cadence of the globe. Percussive flashes over dimly lit country. Good God, I feel your hands on me.
In the dying of the light, my aggressor runs on.
Euphoria breaks over the bow, washing up the macabre.
bow to sea to my mother's arms at night, losing my dignity to fathom. Awake and not awake and I, losing my dignity to fathom. Awake and not awake and I, losing my dignity to fathom.
Philadelphia Alt-J, Beatles, question mark?
I say no, Parker. Any band that tries to attempt to be like the Beatles will never be like the Beatles. It's not a cool standard to set for yourself. I see.
Isn't it the coolest standard, though? Like, why not try to be the Beatles?
Because you can be your own. You can be the next Beatles. Who has arguably, do you think... Changed the view.
Who are the new Beatles? Well, it depends on what genre you look in, because I feel like the Beatles are an artist that makes a genre mainstream and then sets it off, right? I think because the Beatles, you know, what they were doing wasn't necessarily original. Like, you have your Elvises, you have your Chuck Berrys beforehand that kind of create the basis for rock, and then they just took that and shifted it so much and made it danceable and made it acceptable that it became what the Beatles is now. Yeah. So I think for me, it's hard because there's such a wealth of new music now to have any one certain Beatles. And I think without radio, because most people just listen to music on Spotify, it's hard to have a unified musical movement in the same way that the Beatles inspired. But that being said, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of... It depends on the genre. I'm tempted to go to hip-hop because I have good examples for hip-hop, but that's not what we're playing, so...
I guess a potential answer that I think could be decently argued is Radiohead.
Yeah.
I think Radiohead's effect on music, especially when Kid A was released, and then with the much more popular In Rainbows...
Sure.
...could become...
Yeah, especially for rock. Especially for rock. Yeah, I agree with that.
Radiohead is new rockism combined with angst, mental health. It just brought a whole new panorama to the world of rock.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Do you think there's anyone... Because Radiohead might have been... I feel like... Well, I mean, Beatles to Radiohead was like, what, 40 years, 30 years? Do you think that we have a new Radiohead or a new Beatles, or are we still waiting for someone, especially in the genre of rock and kind of pop genres, to...
I think we're going to have to wait, and we can't be prophets of the past, you know that.
Sure.
We'll see in 30 years what Radiohead actually meant for the music.
Yeah.
We can't see it right now yet, or so I think.
Yeah, it's hard to. Well, since we've been talking about the Beatles, we're actually going to play some Beatles. This is Across the Universe by the Beatles, of course. Anything to say? Is this your favorite Beatles song?
This is perhaps my favorite Beatles song.
Sure.
I think it captures something that the rest of their music doesn't get to. I just think it's incredibly wholesome, it's happy, it's cosmic, and I cannot get enough of music that deals with our cosmic insignificance, and not just that insignificance, but the beauty thereof. So I think Across the Universe does this magnificently.
So are you a person who looks up at the stars and feels insignificant, but completely happy with that?
Yeah. I find solace in her insignificance, and many people find...
You know, I agree, though. I agree. Because it makes any mistake unimportant. It makes any anxiety unimportant, because you can look at your own life and be like, you know, I just boofed that test, or, like, you know, I might have like felt socially awkward in that moment, but then you like look up and you're like, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, I'm part of this greater universe.
Exactly.
Do you have a specific memory to Across the Universe by the Beatles?
I do. I have like an invented narrative that I created and just goes around like a specific state of mind in a place that I've been to, and it just spurs that memory that I never actually really had, but I can see very vividly in my mind. Wouldn't know how to describe it. Very weird feeling.
Gotcha. It's kind of like in a dream. It's like when you revisit somewhere in a dream.
Exactly.
Huh. Across the Universe, the Beatles. Enjoy it.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Across the Universe by the Beatles. Lovely song, lovely little... This is the worst British accent I've ever done. That's okay. Okay, so we talked about the Beatles. Then my mom texted me and she was like, yo, you should play some Radiohead. So we're going to play some Radiohead. Son, do you wanna say what song we're playing?
We're playing Reckoner, which is my personal favorite from their album In Rainbows. Some might argue it's Weird Fishes. I would call that person intelligent. They know what they're talking about, even if they haven't heard the entire album. They might very well have a chance of being right. But Reckoner is just sublime. From the first moment Thom Yorke sings, you feel held. It's widely considered a sad song. I would not be surprised if someone cried to this song. But it also, again, gives me solace in a cosmic scope of understanding of human emotion. So, here goes Reckoner.
Reckoner. I'll give my take on my favorite Radiohead album. I will give my take on my favorite Radiohead song after we listen to Reckoner. But this is a great song.
Thank you.
Tom York, you are a tour de force. I love you. Marry me, Tom York.
Tom York, sign my... Never mind.
Sign my armpit, Tom York.
Sign my armpit. Tom York, fantastic. Actually, he's had a pretty okay solo career as well.
Fantastic. I was listening to some Tom York yesterday. It's insane. Don Chorus.
Don Chorus. If this might be a really like niche reference. I don't know if this was just a California thing, but there's the Van Gogh like immersive art thing, and it's like ray painted on the walls, and I found the song Don Chorus at the Van Gogh immersive art thing because I was just like having this blissful experience.
Well, if
and
I'm
just
right,
shazammed
I
it.
Pass an opportunity to bash on the Van Gogh immersive.
Yeah, scene. No, it was horrible. It was absolute
that
trash.
That is not art. Allow me to tell you that.
what's the hot take, son?
The hot take is it's not art. It doesn't represent anything. It's just a projector displaying art not created by the artist, interpreted in a different way. Van Gogh had to represent movement in staticness, and this exhibition completely underspins his whole idea. So yes, I am a openly ardent hater of the
Van
Gogh
immersive. It's cheap.
It's cheap.
Because it's just using the same thing that he did, that Van Gogh did, but then, you know, he's creating movement, and then you actually make the things move, and you're like, oh, it's moving.
Terrible.
Yeah, fair. So since we had two... We had two subdued songs.
Sure.
We had two subdued songs. We're going to go with one little less nostalgic. It's not even nostalgic. A little less melancholy song. We're going to go with What Once Was by Hers.
Fantastic.
Take it away.
You don't know the story of Hers. They tragically died on their way to a concert.
Is that true?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think they could have made incredible stuff. The version for this song on YouTube live in their studio in New York City is incredible. Watch it if you haven't.
We could play that. We might do that. Let's do that.
Fantastic.
All right, say some cool shit while I pull this up.
Yeah, the music people really do wonder whether Hers could have become bigger. Like, they have a cult following similar to huge bands like Radiohead. They are objectively not as musically talented, but, well, you'll see for yourselves what I'm talking about.
Yeah, here we go. Here's their live version from New York. If you want to find the video again, it was made by Paste Magazine. Just search it up.
Hey.
Oh, no, we haven't had. I'm so sorry.
Red discs on cameras and thought.
And here we go.
Get me this on Spotify as soon as possible, please!
Thank you. Wow. That was fantastic.
Did I oversell? I don't think I did.
You did not oversell. We were saying we were dancing around the studio, and Son goes, I think that takes it up a whole point. Like, that takes the song, just that live video, and you guys should go and watch it because it is fantastic to watch them just vibe out in their studio in New York. It takes it from a 8 to a 9.
Fantastic.
It's a great song. That is a great song. That's so sad, too. That sucks. That's like the worst way for an artist to... I don't know, man. That's just...
You know, you could argue for martyrdom. They're where they are today because they're dead.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because I enjoy them so much, and I didn't know that they were dead until like 4 minutes ago.
I never heard Hers without knowing they were not... I always heard Hers knowing that they were dead.
Interesting.
Which makes it better, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. It doesn't make it... I guess it makes it sadder, though, because, you know, there's always, like, the fleeting thought when you listen to a song like that, and you're like, oh, I wonder when their next album's gonna come out, but, like, now I can't think that anymore, and that's exactly. A bummer. All right, we're gonna play one last song. Son would say it's a happy song, I'd say it's a sad song. It's called White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes, which is actually kind of ironic, because it's, like, 60 degrees outside, and it's nice in spring.
It is, but for me, it's not a winter song, it's actually a spring song. I agree with that. I think it shows the passing of the seasons. I think it shows a very, very authentic just love for the world.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like summer strawberries. All right. We'll be back. This is our last song of the hour, and then we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes to banter your ear off until 3. Enjoy the last song. All right, my bad. I actually played Lump Sum, so
which is also a
fantastic song. However, it's not the ending that we wanted. So we're gonna play White Winter Hymnal. This is what happens when you cue songs instead of hanging them in the playlist. Okay, White Winter Hymnal, take 2. Fleet Foxes, here we go. That's better.
Let me warn any Q cute boy out there. If they sing me this song, I will fall in love with them and marry them. I will.
All right. You know, maybe your future boyfriend's out there. Maybe he's listening right now.
You know? Could be.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Sing me Fleet Foxes. I'm yours.
The key to a man's heart. Is that the key to a man's heart? What do you think the key to a man's heart is? That man? That's good. I feel like, you know, you're a pretty unique man, though.
You know?
Which is a lovely thing. I don't mean that in a...